In southern Afghanistan, an attack by Taliban guerrillas on an official convoy has claimed more than a dozen lives today. It has been a brutal week of fighting in Afghanistan, with 250 deaths reported since last Wednesday. The violence is most intense in the southern Afghan province of Helmand. Joining us from there is Tim Albone. He's reporting for the Times of London. What have you been seeing? What sort of military activity have you been able to see?
Well, the violence is actually not in the main populated areas. It's outside. So I haven't seen any of the fighting directly. There's some pretty serious fighting going on, mainly in the north of Helmand today. There's been over 250 people killed since last Wednesday, which is worse than in Iraq. And Helmand is the worst hit.
I understand the U.S. troops are using the A-10 jet fighters. The British forces are using the Apache attack helicopters, yes?
Yes, so that's correct, Noah. The A-10s were used in an attack in Pathway District in Kandahar, where up to 80 militants were killed late Sunday. Local residents report a higher figure of up to 25 civilians killed.
Is it clear that the Taliban forces actually control some territories and some villages? To be sure, they may be hiding in villages, but do they control some area?
Reported. I mean, I've spoken to MPs here, newly elected MPs in the Afghan parliament, and what is certain is that the main roads in Helmand are controlled by the government. The main towns, they're under the control of the government. But outside that area, I mean, it's a bit of a free-for-all. No one's really sure who controls what. So there's certainly areas that are under the Taliban control. Only today, my translator was driving between Grishk and Lashkargah, and he was stopped by a Taliban checkpoint. He wasn't on the main road, he was on a secondary road, but they stopped him, and once they determined that he was Afghan, and he managed to talk his way out of it. But it's pretty scary that they had a checkpoint sort of 15 miles from a British base.
Do you think we're seeing here the beginning of something, or the ending of something? Coming up later this summer, NATO forces and Afghan troops are supposed to take over the area there in the south. What do you think this is all about?
Well, no, that's an interesting question, and it's one that has two answers depending on who you talk to. The Taliban will tell you that, you know, this is the beginning of their fight. And I was talking to a very senior NATO officer yesterday, and he said, we expected this. We expected the Taliban to come at us hard, and we'll beat them. You know, this is the end. So it really depends on who you speak to, and I guess only time will tell which one's correct.
What about the Afghan people? What about the people in the villages? Are they in a way welcoming the return, the resurgence of the Taliban?
It's impossible to tell. Again, there's two answers. Certainly, I mean, the villages are giving the Taliban shelter, they're giving them food, and they're giving them water. But whether they're doing that through fear, which the coalition say, or whether they're doing that by choice, and I imagine there's a bit of both, it's hard to tell.
Although there are civilian deaths in number that we haven't seen in a couple of years there since the Taliban fell, actually in 2001. How important could that be? How substantial could that be as a factor?
Yeah, you're right now. I mean, this is going to anger the villagers. I mean, you've got to remember that in these parts of Afghanistan, up to 50 family members all live in one house. So those families have been wiped out, and that's going to cause a lot of resentment and a lot of anger against coalition forces.
Tim Albone is a reporter for the Times of London. He joined us from southern Afghanistan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Noah.